Weather conditions across the Midwest today will continue to be cool and we'll likely see this perpetuated and actually reinforced as we move on into the early part of next week. The forecast is going to promote a reinforcing shot of cool air as we move through the weekend, and as that arrives, we'll see a greater amount of snow occur across portions of the Midwest. Most of the greatest snowfall is likely to be in the central plains, however. There may be some 1 to 4 inch accumulations occurring across portions of Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Some of those areas would have benefited greatly from such conditions overnight last night. It looks like temperatures were bitterly cold in the west central U.S. plains, with some areas snow-free. Perhaps a little bit of winter kill may have occurred in portions of Colorado and southwestern Nebraska, where the temperatures were notably below zero without snow on the ground in at least some areas. The majority of the damage, though, is probably going to be rather light and restricted. We did have a little bit of light snow across the heart of the Midwest overnight last night and early this morning. Most of it was not very significant, and we will see a greater amount of it occur as we go from Saturday into Sunday. At that time, we'll likely see a dusting, upwards to a couple of inches of snow occur, with a few areas in the southwestern part of the Corn Belt to maybe get a little bit more than that. We will expect the temperatures, though, to stay cool across the region through a big part of the forecast period. We'll expect the temperatures this afternoon to be held primarily to the range of 20s and 30s across a big part of the region. We'll expect to see some teens in the northwestern Corn Belt. And tomorrow afternoon, similar temperatures will occur. We'll probably see these temperatures stay with us through the weekend and into early next week, with no opportunity for significant change. The low temperatures at night will be mostly teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, but we'll see some single-digit readings tomorrow morning in areas from parts of Kansas and Nebraska into Iowa and Wisconsin and portions of Minnesota as well. Maybe even some sub-zero temperatures again tomorrow morning in the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota. We will not expect any of that bitter cold to get into the heart of U.S. soft wheat country in the Midwest. Temperatures will not get any cooler than single digits in the northernmost fringes of crop country, and most of us will see teens during the colder days. Now, after the snow event occurs this weekend, we'll see the coldest air settle in early next week, and we'll see temperatures again in the single digits, perhaps in a few northern most crop areas, but mostly teens will be the rule still even then. We don't see any major storm systems slated for the region for a while, but that snow event that occurs for a brief period of time as we go from Saturday into Sunday will probably be the single most significant event we'll see for a while, but I don't expect it to be all that impressive. A little reinforcing shot of snow will come across the northern parts of the Midwest as we go into the Sunday-Monday time period. That event will produce a dusting to a couple of inches of snow, perhaps, maybe something locally greater in a few spots. As we move on out further into the week next week, the cold surface high pressure system will begin to abate from the region. We'll start off with dry conditions because the high pressure center itself will block the Gulf of Mexico moisture from flowing northward. But as soon as that high starts to abate from the region, it'll start pulling moisture out of the Gulf, and we'll see an increased risk of storminess developing across the Midwest at the end of next week and on into the following weekend. And then we'll see a storm system perhaps develop in the southwestern United States that might also come in and impact a part of the region as we get into that last 7 days of the month. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.